Last Thursday, due to technical difficulties, the last 5 minutes of Cross Current sounded sort of like this. We're really sorry about that, especially because it meant we didn't get to play the answer to last week's audiograph mystery sound for you. So we're going to play it for you right now.
When you hear me holler out, heave, you pull really hard, and what do you say?
Oh.
That was terrible. Heave.
Oh.
There you go. We'll get a lot of work done that way.
Many of you knew exactly what and who that was.
I know that was Alice Watts.
I think it was Alice Watts.
That is Alice Watts on the Alma at Hyde Street Pier.
I can identify the sound. It's my wife,
Alice Watts.
Who was calling the commands for people to haul on the lines.
Alice Watts is the first mate on the Alma, a historic flat-bottom boat called a scow schooner that set sail from San Francisco's Maritime Park to help people understand what it was like to work on the bay. Watts has been teaching people how to sail the boat for 20 years.
I came here as a parent chaperone, and I never left. And I'm having a great time. I love being on board. It's my life.
KALW's Julie Kane climbed aboard the Alma to learn why being out on the water can help us have a better understanding of where we live.
Would you introduce yourself to me? Just tell me your first and last name. And
Charter is the first name, and the last name's Kays, K-A-Y-S.
And do you work on this boat, or what's your...
I'm the lead shipwright at the Maritime Museum, or we call it the Maritime Park now. I think maritime education is important because the city of San Francisco and this whole area was really built by maritime trade. When gold, was found at near Sutter's Mill and all the rest of that, you had all these immigrants coming from around the world to California, and then the major port at that time was San Francisco and the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, people would come to San Francisco to get outfitted to go up to the gold fields, and you had immigrants from around the world. Everybody was coming here looking to make a buck, okay? The people who were really making the money were the merchants who were in the cities. The merchants in the Sacramento area and whatnot and everything. They were selling all sorts of goods and supplies to the miners and then all the related trades that were involved. So the city, developed as kind of a working man's town. You had saddle makers and you had blacksmiths and you had shipsmiths. Those are blacksmiths that specialize in making iron parts and stuff like that for ships. Toolmakers, you had chandlers, ship chandlers that sell supplies to the ships and stuff like that. You had boat builders and ship builders. You had the city was full of trades. There's a tremendous, phenomenal amount of history here in California that if you go at it full bore all the time, you can't even make a dent in it. And here in the Bay Area, you've got all this kind of history coming together. The Old West meets up with the maritime trade, the Cape Horn trade, the days of 49, the whole thing is phenomenal.